Well, Pinkies, you'll never guess what's happening today. Today, I am driving a BMW, a 2011, or maybe it's a 2012. I'm not sure. It's only got 16,000 kilometers on it. It's probably a 2011. I'm driving a 2011 BMW 323i. It's the 3 Series. It's a small four-door sedan. It's about the size of a Toyota Camry or a Mazda 3, I guess. Mazda 3. This one is black, just like the spy car, four-door. It's actually quite a pleasant car to drive. It's quite solid, feels quite solid. It has electric seat heat, which I'm enjoying right now. Still figuring out all the buttons and whistles and things. I have a tilt and telescoping steering wheel. This one is manual, not like the electric one in the 700 series. You're probably wondering, why am I driving a 3 series instead of the spy car, which is the 745, long version, 745iL? It's because the BMW, the spy car, is in for service this morning. So it's having an oil change and a few other issues, some recall warranty work done to it, and a few other things. So they've graciously given me this brand new small baby version of the four-door sedan, the 323. It's actually quite a pleasant car to drive. It's very quiet. There's a certain amount of understeer on this car when you start getting it into, start putting it under pressure. It's got a 6-speed automatic transmission in it. Can you believe that? A 6-speed transmission made it to a 4-cylinder engine. It actually does pretty good. It's not bad. You really gotta pounce on it though. You gotta really mash your foot to the pedal if you want to get it to perform at all, which is, not necessarily a bad thing. Definitely it's different, a different driving experience than the 745. Because in the 745, the power is always there. It's always under your foot, whether you've got it in sport mode or not. There's definitely much more torque in the 700, but I mean that's to be expected. It's twice the engine and about 4 times the car. So I'm quite enjoying this car. I've got a 2-way adjustable electric seat, which is quite a bit different from the 20-way adjustable seat in the spy car. Oh, guess who that is? I wonder who that is. That's Mr. Anderson checking in. What else can I tell you about this car? It's got this shifter on it where you can stick it into manual mode, which I've been testing out a little bit. It's kind of odd though that it seems upside down to me, because you push forward to shift up and you pull back to shift down. That just, I don't know, is that right? Anyway, I've been doing it wrong. Whatever it is, it's non-intuitive to me. It seems to be upside down, if you know what I mean. I want to shift down and I hit the button the wrong way. Okay, so let's give her some beans here. Oh yeah, it doesn't sound particularly fantastic, but it goes. It's definitely got this pull. The torque range is up around between 3,000 and 4,000 is where you really feel it. It's pretty torquey once it gets up there, but you really gotta work this engine, I think, which is fine. It's just a little engine. It's doing the best it can. I'm quite impressed with it. It's got this, got one of those annoying gas mileage indicator things on it. And it's in liters per 100 kilometers. Now, you know, I don't do liters per 100 kilometers. $60 kilometers an hour. Yeah, it's all right. it would be a good little grocery getter. It's quite actually quite comfortable. At first I thought the seats were a little hard, but they seem to be molding to my ass. So they're actually quite nice to, nice feeling. So I'm actually just heading out to go to one of my favorite places to try the little car out on the back roads, just to see exactly how this manual shifting transmission works. Let's see, what have I got? I've got steering controls on my... Oh, it's got a... audio.
Sorry, please speak.
Oh, I think it only does the phone.
Please repeat your request.
Dial...
speak.
Dial number.
Please activate the telephone.
Oh, see, I need to pair it to my phone. Cancel. Oh, it's done. So we got voice-activated controls. I think it's just for the telephone. It doesn't seem to do anything else. Climate control.
The phone book is empty.
Oh, yeah, it's telephone only. Try this. Audio.
Sorry, please speak.
Stereo.
Please say the name.
Yeah, no, it's a telephone only.
Please repeat the name.
Cancel.
The names are too different. Please try again. Please say the name.
Cancel.
Please repeat the name.
Shut the hell up.
The names are too different.
I'm
please
sorry.
Try again. Please say the name.
Cancel.
Please repeat the name.
Cancel.
Please say the number.
Oh, fuck off.
System off.
But that's not bad. I wonder how much this car is. I'll have to figure out to see how much this car is worth. What else can I tell you about this car? It's a four-door. Got room for five people in a pinch. Black in color. I do have a sunroof. It's an electric sunroof. Got some buttons on the ceiling here. What's this button do? There's the dome light, map reading light. I got electric windows. I have electric mirrors. I've got a keyless entry. It's got push button start. That's kind of fancy. It does have automatic climate control, but I've been fighting with it this morning because it seems to run warm. It's run a little too hot for my tastes. So I've turned it down. Looks like the stereo is fairly complicated. I'll have to study that a little later. I've got controls on my steering wheel to make the stereo go up and down and to change the CD and what have you. A couple of odd buttons that I don't quite know what they do. I have cruise control and automatic on lights. I've got some little fog lights, and that's about it. So it's not completely plain, but slightly plain car. It's got lots of air conditioning vents, though. It's like they're everywhere, it seems. It's a really solid feeling car. It's quite nice to drive. The steering is quite crisp. I think if I were to buy a car like this, I'd probably get a six-cylinder engine just to have that little bit of extra, power, I think. Just needs just a touch more power. So I'm going to kick it into auto mode, manual shift. So I'm in sixth gear. Yeah, shift up for fifth. Take a lane over here. I'm in fifth gear, 2,500 RPM, 100 kilometers an hour. I've got a little car in my way. Oh, fourth gear. Oh, shoot. I got a slowpoke Suzuki Aero in front of me. Fourth gear, third gear. Don't tell me you're going to drive all the way slow, all the way up my favorite road. The blinker does sound like it's out of a Datsun, though, doesn't it? does have that nice same blinker the 700 has, where you can hit it once and it just blinks three times, kind of like a lane change function. All right, what are you doing? There's coppers there. Coppa! Hey, coppa! All right, come on now. Do you not know where you're going or what? We're doing 30 kilometers an hour here. What the hell? Now, I wonder if I should hit this traction control button or not. Let's try it without first, see how aggressive the traction control is on this car. All right, goodbye, little slowpoke. All right, good. We are on our way. So third gear, 3,000 RPM, 70 kilometers an hour. I pull back for fourth. That's really foreign to me. Pull back to shift up. I don't know if I'm going to get used to that. Oh, yeah, rides very nice. Handled that railroad tracks very nicely. Fifth gear, 2,200, 90 kilometers an hour. Into fourth, 3,000 RPM. Third gear, good brakes, stops very straight. Just does not have the torque though at the bottom end that the Crossfire does, that's for sure. So 3,000 RPM, 60 to 70 kilometers into this corner, a little bit of understeer, then the back end comes around. Fourth gear, now we're fifth gear, pull back, yeah, pull towards me to go up. I don't know if I'm going to figure that out, people. Sixth gear, 2,000, 1,800 RPM, 190 kilometers an hour. 5 liters per 100 kilometers. Does anybody know liters per 100 kilometers? Fifth gear, coming up to a 30 kilometer turn. Fourth gear, braking, third gear, 3,000 RPM into the corner. Yeah, I need to really ring it out, though, I think. We've got to get those RPMs higher. Fifth gear, 100 kilometers. Sixth gear, it's a really quiet car. It's lovely. It's a beautiful car to drive. Quite nice. Very pleasurable drive. Well, I'll close my sunroof cover. That might make it quieter. Really a tight little car. Just feels really put together. You know, that's the thing about these BMWs. They're just built like brick shit houses, hey? They just feel very solid. Not a rattle. It handles the bumps very nicely. It doesn't shake all over the road when you drive over a bump or a pothole. Steering is extremely crisp. I'm just on a straight stretch now. 100 kilometers, 6 gear, 2,000 RPM. Yeah, feels great. It's a lovely car. Mind you, it is brand new, isn't it? Downshift, fifth gear, fourth gear. I've got a person cutting in front of me. Let's take second gear. Oh yeah, the traction control kicks right in. That doesn't let you do anything. Now let's hit the button. Third to gear, 3,000 RPM. Into the corner. Yeah, lots of understeer. Oh, it just breaks, just knocks everything up, locks it all up. Traction control is not your friend. So how do I turn that off? Menu. Oh yeah, we gotta go to the menu. All right. Oh, lots of options here. Config, assist, computer. Okay, well let's go into auto mode and we'll just pull over. And we will try to figure out the little tricks in this car. Okay, folks, well, I cannot figure out how to turn off the traction control, so we will have to drive with it on. So, here we go. 3,000 third gear, 3,000 RPM, 60 kilometers. Oh, there's a truck coming. Oh, there's an airplane taking off. Two trucks coming. three trucks coming. Third, second gear. Yeah, it's a little bit prone to understeer. I guess it's understandable. The engine is at the front. I don't know how heavy it is. I like to take it through a scale. Coming up to a nice sharp corner, fourth gear, third gear. Oh, it does a little, oh, that's what it's doing, second gear. Oh yeah, that traction control just cranks it, just completely locks everything up. So you can't really have any fun. Too bad. Too bad. We got to figure out how to turn that crap off, hey? So it does this thing where it pre-revs the engine before it gets in, goes into, see, just like that. That's interesting. Don't know if I like that. Oh, my cookies. I'm losing my cookies. I had breakfast with the Batgirl this morning and she made me for Christmas her brand of fresh homemade, they were still warm from the bakery, from baking them. She gave me cookies for my little Christmas present. We had breakfast this morning. So those are her cookies that are flying around on the passenger seat. That, those are them, all wrapped up in tinfoil. Thank you, Batgirl. I haven't had one yet. I'm getting a little hungry. If we get trapped out here in the woods because we've driven our little BMW off the road, I'll be able to eat my cookies. Yeah, you know, overall, I really like this car. I'm quite impressed with this little car. It's pretty good. It's not really powerful enough for my taste, but God, it's a nice car. I like it. Okay, well, let's go back into auto mode. I think, you know, these cars are just a little too smart for their own good. Because they like to do everything for you. Now, so I'm in auto mode now. And I'm just going to pull over and turn around. I like having a car that I don't have to worry how dirty it gets. I do like that. I'm driving through a mud puddle right now. So I'm gonna put it into, oh, let's see how tight the turning radius is. Pretty good. So it's in shift mode, but I think it's automatic. It just took second gear for me. Yeah, it's third gear. I see it just, it's really ramping it up before it shifts. Fourth. Fifth. You're going to take sixth? No, it's staying in fifth. Towards me for six? Yeah, now I'm in six. And now I have control. Right? Fifth and sixth. You know, the amazing thing about these BMWs is you get a lot of feedback through, back up through the steering wheel, like what's happening at the front tires and things. It's really amazing. But bumps, like any bumps are isolated, yet you can feel the side loads and the little, all the little sort of pressures that are occurring on the tires, to the tires. It's really amazing how they do that. I don't know how they do it. Okay, third gear, second gear, into this corner, power. That's better. Just got to be nice and smooth with it, Faye driver. Just nice and smooth. You can feel how the front end loads up. Yeah, I like it. The front end loads up. As long as you don't overdo it on your acceleration, you don't get understeer. And it goes around these corners pretty good. I must say, I am impressed. Third gear, into second. It's doing that shifty thing. Yeah, good. It loads up on the outside tire really nicely. If you don't, as long as you don't push it too hard. Fifth gear, 2,100 RPM, 80 kilometers. Yeah, it's good. It's really good. Good car. Just got to learn how to drive it. So I'm sorry, I don't, all I have is radio. I'm not going to turn the radio on. I would play some music for you. I'm just going to finish out my little drive. See, I'm downshifting. Fourth, third. Yeah, it's nice. I like it. It does. You know, the funny thing about these automatic style transmissions, yeah, you can really feel fourth gear. You can really feel the tires working. It really wants to understeer. But I wonder if we're getting some traction control kicking in that helps that. Because it feels there's something else going on. I don't know if it's the engine doing its pre-rev thing. Yeah, look, it really revs up when you... Oh, my cookies! My cookies! Should anchor down my... Gotta anchor my cookies so they don't fly all over the place. There, that's better. Fourth gear... You gotta shift early, I think. I just don't like the way it revs up. I want compression. Second gear, yeah, it does a little kick. Does a little power kick up when you shift down. So you're kind of getting a jerk, a herky jerk. So you want to shift early, people. Shift before the corner, like this. Second gear, revs up. We come into the corner, power on. Oh, sorry. Fourth gear. I keep downshifting when I want to upshift. And fifth gear. I wonder how good the e-brake is in this thing. And sixth gear. So I'm going to finish out my little test drive. You can, if you want, you can just end this now. You turn it off. I'm just going to take these last remaining corners and see how this car operates, try to get the feel of it, and that'll be it. I'll be done. I'm heading home, and just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I've noticed I've done 60 episodes per year, because this is the end of my second year. And this is episode number 120, so 60 episodes a year, that's more than one episode a week. Soon I'll be doing an episode a day, like Big Fatty. Fifth gear, fourth gear, third gear, little power bump. Yeah, doesn't have enough power to kick the rear end out in third gear. I got to get down to second for those corners. Pull towards me for fifth. Yeah, okay. And sixth gear. I don't think I like that engine revving thing. It's got something to get used to. So Happy New Year, folks. I've been doing this for 2 years. I intend to do a third year, at least. I don't know if I'll get in another 60 episodes this year. Okay, downshift, fifth gear, fourth gear, third gear. Keep those revs up. Yeah. Fourth gear. It's a quiet car, I will say that. Now, this is a really hard corner. I'm not going to do this corner fast. Into second gear. Slippery bridge deck here. I do like the way this thing revs up, though. It does rev up quickly. Nicely balanced engine. Does seem to want to go when it does seem to like to rev up, that's for sure. A little bit of railroad tracks there. That was pretty calm. handled those railroad tracks lovely. All right, fourth gear. Third gear, I'm just going slow here, 50 kilometers. We're in a built-up area here. I'm going to put it back into automatic mode, see if I can stomach it. Turn this traction control thing back to normal. All right. Okay, well, I think this concludes the test of the 2011 BMW 323i four-door black BMW with 16,500 kilometers on it. I just put on 45. How much gas did I burn? 1/4 of a tank I've wasted with my little test drive. So, thank you all. Have a great 2012, people. Can you believe it's 2012? 2,000 years ago, we were put on this earth. Not including BC. 2012 years ago. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I am the Fey Driver. Happy New Year! Okay, let's figure this guy out. Menu. How do I move? That away? Nope. Dial? Nope. This thing? There we go. Computer. What do I do? Hit enter. Consumption, speed, temperature. Okay, go. Oh, there's the back button. Oh, I get it. Config. Language, consumption, temperature. Oh, consumption. Let's change that. In what? How do I change it? Oh, kilometers per 100 liters? No. Come on, baby. Work with me here. Menu. Oh, no. Config. Consumption. Oh, repeatedly. All right, you know what? I'll just put you in pause while I figure out how to fight with this computer. Well, how do you make it change?